Welcome. My name is Hope Orivri. On this edition of Maritime Reality Check, Captain Ade Olopenyo, a former president of the Nigerian Association of Master Mariners, gives a bird's eye view of industry situation. He looks at the big picture, industry operations, challenges, and possible solutions.
Two years ago, if you go for the seminar or workshop and you ask stakeholders to talk about industry, somebody may talk about the ports is so congested. Another person may say, oh, the cost of clearing goods is very high. Another one may say, cadets are not getting the pass for them to get their seat time. So if we talk about the fact that the cabotage financing fund has not been disbursed. So different stakeholders will be picking different issues. I'm sure if there's any workshop today now, and you ask people, they're going to be telling you the same issues, which means that over the years, Nigeria have not been able to tackle most of the problems in the making industry. Because the same issues are recurring. And I believe that one of the reasons why we're in this position is that there's no national maritime travel policy. 20 years ago, if you go on the internet, you see that there's a draft national maritime transport policy. 10 years ago, if you go on the internet, you see, find that there's a draft of it. Last year, if you go to the internet, there's a draft transport policy. And this year, too, some people are saying that they want to revive it. If there's no transport policy for a country, there won't be clear-cut direction. Then there will be policy flip-flops. Whatever everybody thinks, they will do it. And then as soon as it leaves, whatever it has established is gone. Because it's not a national policy, it's just a person's idea. After this COVID now, we cannot continue to do the same thing that we have been before. So I think this period has given us a very good opportunity for the Federal Minister of Transport to put to. I know that there's a draft policy in place now. Within the next 1 year or 6 months, it should become a proper policy document, not a draft document. Once that one is in place, it means that all the segments of the industry, all the agents of the government will now be working in relation to that policy document that the government has. If the proper policy is not put in place, whatever we are doing, we're not doing it in a systematic way. But it's the policy that we make sure to do things the right way, in a consistent way. Because if you have the policy, you can now have the plan. When you have the plan, you have the strategy for implementation of the plan. If you go to many countries, they have a maritime plan. So they're able to do things properly. We're not doing things in a systemic way. So the problem is policy should be put in place so that there will be continuity in what we are doing in the country. Just to portray what I've just said, unless the policies are put in place, Nigeria will never attain the potential that we need to attain. Let me give just three examples of what I mean by that. Many years ago, you were talking about ICDs, Inland Container Depot. Where are we with the ICDs now? Does it mean that the ICDs are not necessary in the country? They are still very relevant in the country. But the ports are congested, the roads are congested as well too. But nobody's talking about the ICDs anymore. Many years ago, too, we were talking about the dredging of the River Niger. River Niger was dredged. Is there any movement on the River Niger in the recess of it? After spending so much money to dredge the River Niger, there's nothing going on there. Whereas, if we had a very good policy in place, the inland waterways of Nigeria would have been a very, very good mode of transportation for carrying passengers and goods. Then the roads will not be relieved of so much traffic. But we have so much network of inland waterways. You can move from Lagos all the way to Cross River State. That's an issue that we should be thinking about. How do we improve the inland waterways transportation in Nigeria to be safe, secure, and viable? Of course, if it is done that way now, it will mean that there are so many people will be employed on working inland waterways. But we are talking about unemployment in the country. The inland waterways of Nigeria can generate so much employment. Movement of barges, tugboats, there will be jetties all over the place, where tiny jetties, where the boats will stay. Those jetties, there will be small industries there. Because when the boats get at the jetty, the crew, they will do some business. It will generate businesses and employment. About 2 or 3 years ago, there was so much noise. Oh, we're going to establish a national carrier. We only God knows how much was spent on that so-called study. Nobody's hearing anything about the national carrier anymore now. It's gone. And the country that has so much traffic of cargo, how can we justify that? You cannot show a flag anywhere in the world. These three issues that I've mentioned now, Ethiopia is a prime example of where they have national transport policy. Ethiopia became a landlocked country. Do you know that today, Ethiopia has functioning inland ports? There are about six of them that are in Ethiopia. I happen to have gone to one of them to see them operating just like any other port. The one that we even amazed is that Ethiopia has the separation. There was Ethiopian shipping line. Do you know that today, Ethiopian shipping line is operating? And the country is landlocked. So if Nigeria, if you are even looking for examples, why can't somebody just look at what is Ethiopia example for the ICD and shipping line? How are they doing it? The national transport policy is something that has to be done post-COVID immediately.